You will notice this morning that the reading is not from Proverbs 26. I'll explain why in a moment. But Sean's going to read Psalm 23 and then a couple of verses from Philippians.
God is my shepherd, I don't need a thing. You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction. Even when the way goes through Death Valley, I'm not afraid when you walk at my side. Your trusty shepherd's crook makes me feel secure. You've served me a six-course dinner right in front of my enemies. You revive my drooping head. My cup brims with blessing. Your beauty and love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
I was going to speak from Proverbs 26 this morning, but I received a message this morning that I just needed to pray into. And so when I go out for my walk and prayer, I've developed this pattern that because my walk and prayer time is like circuit, for the first half, as I'm going out, I just try to give thanks to God. And then on the way back home, I pray. And I found myself this morning just wanting to pray straight away, as if I couldn't wait to give thanks to God. I needed to get that out of the way, and I just needed to get into prayer. I just kind of stopped myself, really. And the thought that gripped my heart this morning as I was trying to kind of push praise out of the way just to get to the prayer was I need to worship God and I need to pray to God because of who God is, not for what he can give me. And it just really, really struck me this morning that there's probably been times when I've come to God in prayer because of what God can do and what God can give me. And as I was wrestling with that, I eventually kind of pushed the prayer request aside and I just started to worship God for who God is. And it's that simple thought that I just want to bring to us this morning. We need to be focused on who God is. Psalm 23 says, "Thou preparest a table for me in the midst of my enemies." Or the message says, "You prepare a six-course meal for me." And I recognize that when I look over my history of following God, there have been times when that table has been prepared for me that I've probably ignored it, or in my emotional state, by whatever circumstances might have come across my path, I may have even knocked it over, maybe out of anger, maybe out of frustration. But I need to come to that table because it's who God is. God is my shepherd. God is your shepherd. God is your father. He is my father. Who God is has to become right before what God can do. And so, thankfully, I'd spent that first half hopefully getting my mind into the correct place, being able to thank God for who he is, and just to quietly praise him and worship him for creation, for the birds singing, and for his faithfulness to me. And then I hit that halfway stage, and boy, did I pray. Did I pray, because this morning, my emotions have been incredibly stirred. Sorry, I can't tell you what's happened. I know that's often frustrated. It's not a church matter. It's outside of church. But all of my emotions have been tagged this morning. And so when I kind of, actually the halfway point is a stile. And when I climb over that, as soon as I put my foot down the other side, it was bang into praying. But again, as I've just said, it's worship first. It's praising God for who God is, not just coming to him because he can do this and he can do that. Not for what God does that I love him. I love God for who He is. I love Jesus for who he is. I love the Holy Spirit for who he is. And what he does comes after that. And the other quick thought that came across my mind this morning, because all my emotions have been stirred, and I thought, how do you get back at the devil? How do you get back at the devil? And I thought the simple answer to that is walk closer to God every day. Walk closer to God every day. If you want to wind the devil up, get closer to God. See, things come across our path. They make us cry. They make us angry. Sometimes we're in a rage. And the enemy wants us to act out of the flesh to make a tough situation even more complicated and even worse. But whatever emotions we are going through, the best way to get back at the enemy is to do what God says and to get closer to him. It benefits us in so many ways, but it also draws us closer to our God. And what I would like us to do, just for a few moments, I'm actually going to play that song again. It's an old song, but it's so true. And just for 5 minutes or so, I'd just like us to have a time of worship together for who God is. He's our good shepherd. He has prepared a table for us. It's there every single day of our lives, but so often we don't come to who God is. And when you come to who God is, our prayer just flows out of that. That's where our confidence comes from, accepting and knowing who God is.